So today we're going to begin Shaar HaBusha in the Sefer Archa Tzaddikim. The shir was, as always, is a tzchus for Nila Neshama for Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, and it should be a tzchus for Fuhr Shlema for Chaim Deva ben Arachol, Chana Leah ben Shein Arachol, Am Abadati ben Peril, and a tzchus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this, I'm on page 143. He says, Amru Chachamim tell us, HaSeichel hu HaBoishas. That intellect is baishas, which means that when a person has a sense of das, so then he understands when something embarrassing occurs. The habaishas hu haseichel, and if you want to tell how much intellect someone has, look at how they act when things are embarrassing. Because regarding Adam and Chava, it says, arumim, that they were both naked, Adam the ishtai. And they were not embarrassed. They were not ashamed. Why? Because they didn't know the concept of tznius. And to understand between good and bad, meaning Adam and Chava were lacking a basic understanding of tznius. And therefore, there was no embarrassment. And after they eat from the Eitz HaDaas, it says, their eyes were open. It doesn't mean literally their eyes were open. But as Rashi explains, it means now they became aware that they were naked and that there was something embarrassing about them. Okay, in Kol Bali Chayim, and that's why it applies, this applies to all living beings. So Lassia Adam besides man, Ein Lehem Busha, Hoyel Ve'ein Lehem Chachma, right? So animals have no busha. Why? Because they don't have seichel, they don't understand that they're naked, and therefore they are okay, and there's no sense of embarrassment. And any wise person, he understands that any smart person will understand and perceive that I need seichel and I need busha. It's the only way to get to the truth of matters. It's the only way to properly get a recognition of Hashem and His service. And in this way, a person could be like the malachim. In other words, by recognizing Hashem, then you become like the Malachim. And since wisdom, having wisdom, is so important, you have to have the related midah, because we're saying now that intellect and busha go hand in hand. If you have intellect, then you understand when something embarrassing occurs. And if you have shame, then that by definition means you have a certain level of intellect. So because they go hand in hand, that they are paralleled of each other, and the proof that they're comparable, it says you never see one without the other. You'll never see someone that gets embarrassed, that has a sense of embarrassment, of busha, who doesn't have a level of das. And vice versa, you don't see someone who's a bar das who doesn't have busha. Children, sometimes you'll see them, they walk around not dressed properly. Again, a lack of a sense of awareness, a lack of busha. A person should put effort into conducting himself at this midah, and to become smart at it. Until it's part of him, the yagbir oisal, and it overrides all of his nature, natural instincts. And it should be considered to him more important than other midos. It's just because busha is a tool that we can use to really strengthen ourselves in avodas Hashem, both to motivate us to do things that we're embarrassed to be the odd man out, and vice versa, to stay away from things that we shouldn't be doing. And he says now that even if you're not in public, there should still be a sense of busha. Midas of busha, he got the gadol. It's a very big fence, a mechitzas barzel and an iron separation, lifnei kol averes, in front of all averes. Ki adam oiver kam averes b'seis, he says a person's over many averes privately. Mashem is bayish lasas b'fnei b'nei adam, what he wouldn't be embarrassed to do in front of others. So growing up, my Rebbe used to say all the time that you should imagine that Reb Moshe is standing in your room, or your Rosh Yeshiva, whoever it is standing in your room. Because if your Rosh Yeshiva or Reb Moshe is standing in the room, we wouldn't do half the things we're doing. But we are lacking in that sense of recognition, that sense of busha, and we disregard that Hashem is there. In Amru Chazal, ki b'shas p'tiras Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, at the time when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was dying, Amru lo Tamidim, Tamidim said, Rabbeinu Barchenu, give us a bracha. Amar lehem, he said, Yiratzon she'i mor shamayim aleichem k'mayir v'asav adam. He says, I give you a bracha that you should have as much fear of Hashem as you do of people. So obviously they didn't understand. You mean that we should only have as much fear of Hashem as we do of people? Amru lo yad kan v'sulay, that's it. Shouldn't we have more fear of Hashem? Amar lehem, ulavai. Halavai, you have that much, because again, in front of other people, there's actions that we do privately that already we wouldn't do. So, if you have fear of Hashem, at least to the level that you fear other people, that in and of itself will already help you conquer most of your taivas. Teidu, you should know, Kisha, when a person transgresses a sin, I'm there, he says, Shalo yirani Adam, I just want that people shouldn't see me. Why? He's afraid that he's going to be embarrassed. Of course, it's commendable that someone don't stay away from an aveira out of shame. Right? So even if that's the only motivating factor, you really would do the aveira. And if no one was looking, you would do it. But because there are people around, you're not going to do it. He says, even if that's the reason, that's your motivation, you should still stay away from the Aveira, because we talk shalai lishma balishma. So busha, we see, is a tool that we can use, a very important midah that we could use to assist us in following closely the Ratzon Hashem.